بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed regarding the aspect of ghulu, excessiveness or exceeding the bounds, exceeding the limits, as far as deen is concerned, as far as faith is concerned, which was a practice that was prevalent amongst the Nasara, amongst the Christians, and which can clearly be seen by them elevating Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the level of divinity, where they claimed that he was God, he was Allah, and they began to worship him, etc. And we mentioned last week the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning these evil practices or evil beliefs of the nations of the past, of the Ahl Kitab, etc., is so that we as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam can take heed, that we abstain from these very same practices. We do not fall into the same trap as them. So continuing with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in today's verse speaks about another evil practice of theirs, that كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ, that they would not forbid one another. They would not prohibit one another from evil actions which they would do. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah says, how evil is this action of theirs. In other words, when they would see people doing wrong, breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be their family members, their people in their society, their community, etc., then they would not make an effort to stop them, to prohibit them, to forbid them. They would just turn a blind eye to these evil activities taking place, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being broken, and they would continue with their lives. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now condemns them, criticizes them, that this is an evil action, that despite you not being involved in some wrong, but when you see the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being broken, then the dictate of iman is that you should make an effort to prohibit this, to forbid this. And we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear, that man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadih. That person who sees some evil action, the command of Allah being broken, then the first step is that he should make an effort to physically stop this. As an example, a person is walking on the side of the road, and he sees somebody being robbed, being mugged. So you have the strength, the capability, the authority to stop this, then you should do it physically. Help the person who is oppressed. Stop this evil action taking place. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if you are unable to do this physically, you cannot stop it, you cannot prohibit it, then at least verbally you should stop this. A person has some friend or some relative, and you have a good relationship with him, you know some evil action he's involved in, whatever it may be, and he is someone who will listen to you, you have some type of authority over him, he respects you, he'll take your advice. So at least verbally you advise him or admonish him that you should not do this action. This is earning the wrath, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. That person who is unable to do this also, he can't verbally stop the wrong, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, within his heart, within his mind, he should at least think of those methods that he can employ to cause this evil to come to an end. So somebody that I can speak to, some avenue I can go into and try and put an end to this evil practice, this wrong, this breaking of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find this aspect of nahi anil munkar is greatly emphasized, that a person should not just be content seeing the laws, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being broken. Just two points for us to take note of, my dear brothers, when it comes to nahi anil munkar. Firstly, is that what is our intention, our mindset when we make nahi anil munkar? It should always be that the law, the deen, the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upheld. It should not be coming from a holier than thou attitude, that I am better than this person, therefore I am telling him what to do, or he should not do this. I am not involved in it, how is he doing the sin? But rather we do not look down on anybody. Our purpose, our goal, our intention when we advise the person or admonish the person who we have authority over is to put an end to the evil practice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy. The deen, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being practiced correctly. And the second aspect is that the objective, the ultimate goal of nahi anil munkar is for the evil to end. Sometimes we find, unfortunately, the method or the way in which nahi anil munkar is done, a person adopts a very harsh approach or harsh attitude, or he advises somebody who is not ready to take the advice. So many a times we find what happens is that person becomes more stubborn, he continues to do the wrong. So there is no benefit. The outcome of the nahi anil munkar is such that the person still does the evil action. So the goal, the objective is that that evil must come to an end. Therefore we should think carefully that is this person ready for correction? How am I correcting him? What words am I using? We should be gentle in our approach, etc. And ultimately the intention is that the evil comes to an end. This person comes on to what is correct. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen once again is upheld and the laws are fulfilled. Allah give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.